Erev Shabbat Shalom to everybody. Erev Shabbat, Parashat Naso. We encountered this week the longest parasha of the Torah, like we spoke at last time. Obviously, not by chance, the longest portions, the longest Torah portion, and the longest Perek in Tehillim, and the longest Masechet in Shas, are all 176. Parashat Naso, 176 psukim. Perek Kuf Yutet in Tehillim, 176 psukim. And Masechet Bava Batra, the longest Masechet in Shas, is 176 Dapim. So I'm giving you homework over Shabbat to find the correlation of 176 and what the common denominator is between these three, Parashat Naso, Perek Kuf Yutet in Tehillim, Masechet Bava Batra. I want everybody to do their homework over Shabbat and give me a nice pshat, Be'ezat Hashem, on Motzai Shabbat and Sunday.
Be'ezat Hashem. I also heard the longest Siman in Shulchan Aruch is also like 177 or something.
Right. Yeah. Tumot Ma'asrot. Yeah.
So in regards to Tanchumim and Ruvin, I think.
In Tchumim, yeah. I thought it was Tumot Ma'asrot in Shin Lamed Aleph. No. Okay. To Bekitzur, of the many things we can speak about in this week's parasha, the Torah describes the halachot of the Nazir, of the Nazirite. And everybody knows the first Gemara in Masechet Nazir speaks about Lama nismecha parashat sota le parashat Nazir, right? Lomar lecha shekol haroe sota bekilkula yazir atzmo min hayayin, that if a person sees the sota, the wayward wife, is subjected to tremendous bushot, and a person, you know, that was done in the public eye in front of everybody who was present at the Beit HaMikdash, if a person witnesses that kind of downfall of the sota, the Gemara says he should abstain, he should accept a nazirut on himself. Now, Rabotai, the Rambam in Hilchot Nazirut, Perek Yud, all the way at the end, describes that there are two kinds of nazirut. Two kinds of, a nazirut is a kind of neder, you know that, it's a kind of vow, it's a kind of oath that a person accepts upon himself. There are two kinds, says the Rambam. One is good and one is bad. One is tzaddik v'kadosh and one is rasha. I'll read to you the Rambam, and he says as follows. האומר הרי אני נזיר אם אעשה כך וכך, או אם לא אעשה וכיוצא בזה, הרי זה רשע, ונזירות כזו מנדרי רשעים היא. A person who just says, if I do this and this, he should be a nazir, or if I don't do this, he should be a nazir, whatever, that's רשעים. What are you playing a game with נזירות? Only רשעים do that. However, says the Rambam, אבל הנודר להשם דרך קדושה, הרי זה נאה ומשובח. If a person accepts a נזירות on himself, in a holy way that's done l'shem shamayim for the sake of heaven, that is considered pleasant and good and holy. V'arei ne'emar bo, what does the Torah say? Nezer Elohav al rosho kadosh hu la'Hashem. That what? The crown of God is on his head, is considered sanctified. Ushkalo ha'katuv ben navi she'ne'emar ba'akim mibinechem l'nvi'im u'ba'churichem l'nzirim. The Torah compares nazir to what? To navi. So you see, there's two different kinds of nazirim. Indeed, the Gemara Masechet Nedarim Daf Tet Amud Bet. The Gemara brings a story that Shimon HaTzadik, who is a Kohen Gadol in the Tkufa of the second Beit HaMikdash, he was the last member of Anshei Knesset HaGdola, okay? And he was the first of the Tannaim. Who was the first name to be mentioned in Pirkei Avot of the Tannaim? Shimon HaTzadik. So the Gemara in Nedarim Datet, the Gemara says that Shimon HaTzadik refused to ever eat from a korban asham of a nazir tameh. We know that a nazir who becomes tameh, you know, suddenly has to bring a korban. First of all, he has to shave his head, bring a korban asham, and then what? And start his nazirut all over. Yeah. Shimon HaTzadik, for whatever reason, never wanted to partake, even though Kohanim eat from the Korban Hasham, he didn't want to. There was one exception, one case that the Gemara says that he did. And once, the Gemara says that there was a boy, there was a Nazir, a young man who was a Nazir who came from the southern part of Eretz Israel, and he brought an Hasham. And he had beautiful hair, beautiful curly locks of hair. And he asked him, my son, why do you want to be a Nazir that you're going to have to shave this off? Why would you do that? You're so handsome. And he said, Rebbe, I'll tell you, there's a Kohen Gadol, Gdolador. So he says, I was walking, he went to fill up water from the well or from the stream, and he looked into the stream and he saw his reflection, and he says, "Uba yetzerah bikesh letordeni." He saw himself, his reflection. The yetzerah said, "Wow, is a GQ, right? Wow, so handsome, so beautiful, so zeh." And on the spot, this young man, in order to counter his yetzerah, what did he say? Amarti lo rasha, lama ata mitga'e be'olam she'eno shelcha, b'mishu atid liot rima v'tole'ah. Why are you getting so arrogant about a world that's not yours? And about me, this is a body of flesh and blood that's going to be dust and worms. And then he said, ha'avodah she'agal lechacha l'shamayim, he made a neder, nezirut, that he's going to shave his head. Shim'on HaTzadik says, miyad amadti unshaktiv al rosho. He stood up and he kissed him on his forehead. He says, amarti lo beni kamocha yirbu nozre nezirot b'Yisrael. Those are the kinds of neziruyot that are good in Am Yisrael. That's completely l'shem shamayim. Rabotai, when a person uses the nezirut, nowadays obviously we don't conduct ourselves like that, but people who used to do nezirut as a method, as a tactic to wage war against the Yetzirah, that is the epitome of l'shem shamayim. And I say as follows, Rabotai. The Sichot Musar brings down, everybody knows, by now I'm sure you know, one of my favorites on the parasha is the Sichot Musar. Agon Chaim Shmulevitz, Zichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, the Rishiva of the Mir Yeshiva. So he says that by Nezirut we find three components. What are the three Isurim, the three prohibitions that a Nazir has to observe? Wine and grape products, shaving his hair, taking a haircut, and one more, Tum'ah. Right? Tum'ah. Which is not to become tmimit, right? Just like a nazir is not allowed to become tmimit, just like a kohen gadol, not for his father and not for his mother. A kohen, a regular kohen, is allowed to become tameh for seven relatives. A kohen gadol is not, and a nazir is not. Now, Rabotai, the first two of these isurim are well understood, says the Sichot Musar. Abstaining from wine is what? That's in order to be marbek dusha, because what does wine do? It brings about frivolity, right? Kalut rosh, taking a haircut, like we just saw in the story in the Gemara. Also, that's waging war against the Yetzirah. Why? Because a person, the hair is the symbol of the body of what? Hair is, right? Hair style. Style it this way and style it that way and long and short. And that's the symbol of vanity, of aesthetics. That's also being done to overcome the Yetzirah. But says the Sichot Musar, there's one thing that we can't understand, which is what? Why the prohibition of becoming tameh? Why? What does that get you? On the contrary, Shlomo HaMelech writes in Kohelet, "Tov lalechet el bet evel, milechet el bet mishte, ba'asher usof kol ha'adam, v'acha yiten el ibo." There's a tremendous ma'ala, there's a tremendous benefit of going to visit a cemetery or a shiva house. You know why? It's even better than going to a wedding. You know why? Because when a person goes to a wedding, do you come out with more yirat shamayim or doing tshuva? No. But when you go to a funeral or when you go to a shiva house, usually what does that do to people? It wakes you up. Person thinks, wow, everybody's going there. It brings a person to be tshuva. So it's a good thing. It brings holiness. It brings thoughts of teshuva. So why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell the Nazir to abstain from going to the cemetery? There's an unbelievable Ba'al HaTurim in this week's parasha. Please listen carefully. Ba'al HaTurim says as follows. Where the Pasuk says, Al nefesh met lo yavo, that the Nazir is not allowed to come upon dead souls. Lomar lecha she'im tishre alav shechina mechamat nizro, shelo yomru shu doresh el ametim. See what he said? He says that if the Navi is suddenly overtaken by Ruach HaKodesh, he shouldn't be in the cemetery because people will say that he is praying to the dead, which is a form of Avodah Zarah. What? First of all, we see two things from this Ba'al HaTurim, says the Sichot Musar. Number one, a Navi is so holy, the Gemara says in many places, Stam Nezirut Shloshim Yom. If a person doesn't specify the extent of his nezirut, What's by default when a person accepts a nazirut? What's the minimum? 30 days.
30 days.
We learn it from the words, right? In the parashat Nazir, how many times does it say the word Nazir, Yazir, Hizir in the parasha? 30 times. You count it 30 times. And that's where the Gemara learns that Stam Nazirut Shloshim Yom. Rabotai, listen carefully. Even with a regular default 30-day Nazirut, he is now eligible at any moment to, and he's worthy of having the Shekhinah rest on him and for him to be mitnabe and to be beruach HaKodesh. That's an unbelievable thing. Even though he knows that at the end of 30 days, he's going back to regular life, to regular routine. That's how Kadosh he is. But on the flip side, the Torah was worried that as holy as he is, and he might be a recipient of Ruach HaKodesh, if that happens to him, Rabotai, what happens now? People are going to think he's Duresh HaMetim. As great, now, what do we see from here, says the Sichot Musar? As great a benefit that he can receive from going to a cemetery, he can get chizuk, he can be chozer b'tshuva, v'achai yiten el libo, but if it's going to cause people to suspect him, if it's going to cause people to think ill of him, even though he knows it's not true, he knows he's not praying to the dead, he knows he's being possessed by Ruach HaKodesh. And yet, at the end of the day, we're afraid what people are going to say. A person has to conduct himself, says the Sichot Musar we see from here. And that, says the Sichot Musar b'Shem Ba'al HaTunim, is the reason why the guy's got to steer clear. The Nazir has to steer clear of the Bet HaKvarot, of Tum'ah. A person has to conduct himself.
Shiva?
Everything. He's got to stay away from any Tum'ah. Why? So that a person can conduct himself, a person has to act in a way that's beyond reproach. We see all over Shas things that the Chachamim instituted because of Marita Ain. Marita Ain is people's suspicion. What's that? I know I'm doing the right thing. Who cares what people say? That's true. Who cares what people say? But a person has to act in a way that's beyond reproach, a way that's above suspicion. Because even the Nazir was curtailed from Tum'ah, which would have been beneficial in many aspects of his Avodat Hashem. He was curtailed from that because people might have a negative view of what he's doing. That's how important, that's how Kadosh he is. And as Kadosh as he is, you know, the holier a person is, the more people judge him, the more he's in the limelight, and he has to be even more careful. Rabotai, we're all B'nai Torah. Shem Yisrael, we are the every Jew is the ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And that's especially true for Jews who are Shomer Torah Mitzvot, Jews who walk around looking like Jews, with kippot and tzitziot and talitut tefillin. We represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. We are Hashem's ambassadors. You better believe it. And we have to constantly remind ourselves, and I'm speaking to myself first and foremost, to remember that every step we take in this world has to be representative of Hashem's values. Because many times we forget. And you think, nah, you know, nobody knows me here, nobody knows me there, who cares, I'm just a small person. That's true, we're all small. But you know what? We're also gigantic. Because people are looking at us. And we represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to act in a way that the Kvod Shamayim can be seen in every action, every step that we take in this world. That is what the Torah means to teach us over here with Parashat HaNazir. In that way, we will be marbe, we will increase the sanctity and glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, make the most Kiddush Hashem, because that's our objective in this world. Our goal is to create as much Kiddush Hashem as possible through learning Torah, through performing the mitzvot. That's what we're here for. I thank you for listening and Shabbat Shalom. As is our minhag, I'll leave you with a bracha. Lanu l'chol Yisrael, mishabrach botenu kedushim. Avraham Yisrael ve'Yaakov, Moshe ve'Aaron Yosef David Shlomo. Hu yivarech et kol hakal hakadosh hazeh, gedolim uktanim, hem unshehem uvneihem v'chol hashanayim. Makad de'alma yivarech etchon v'zakei etchon. V'yishma bekal tzelot echon, titparkun v'teshazvun mikol tzel v'akta. V'yememrad Adonai b'sa'atchem, v'yagin ba'atchem, v'yifros sukat shalom aleichem. ואיתה ביניכם אהבה ואחווה שלום וריאות ויסלק שנאת חינם מביניכם וישלח לכם ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיכם רפואה שלמה רפואת הנפש ואת הגוף פרנסה בקלות וברווח אמן כן יהי רצון לנו ולכל ישראל שבת שלום וברכה
שבת שלום
שבת שלום
תודה
שבת שלום רבי